Please excuse me, I'm leaking profusely and my glasses are steaming up, so bear with me. To be honest, I've never really known what to say when it comes to preaching about the Immaculate Conception and the Virgin Birth and today's feast. I pray to Mary the same as most Catholics do, and especially when I'm in times of trouble or doubt or if there's a health problem. It's strange, because the Protestants will say, you're praying to Mary, why aren't you praying to God? But we are praying to God. We're praying to God because of what he did for Mary. I suppose part of the hesitation about the feasts of Our Lady is that it seems to be that we're saying she's different. She had this non-human knack of being there and doing things at the right time. And sometimes we'll say to people, you know, you were there at the right time. So we say sometimes this about Mary. And sometimes we think that she was not human. She was maybe superhuman. In a book by Elizabeth Johnson called She Who Is, The Mystery of God in Feminist Theological Discourse, she points out, that Mary sometimes takes the place of the Holy Spirit in Catholic prayers. That we somehow think that it's Mary that's doing things rather than the Spirit. God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. She, like us, hopefully looked after the poor, the weak, and those in need, in the same way as we do. And I think the theology of the feasts of Our Lady sometimes get a bit missed out in its terminology. We're not talking about something that's different from us. So maybe we need to bring it back down to a very basic level. So let's look at a basic level of what this feast is about. So think to yourself, how did a simple Jewish woman with very little education come to be exalted as the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, Queen of Heaven? It's about God's grace. The grace that God gave Mary. The abundant grace, so that she could become and do what she was asked to do. And like any mother, all the things that happened in her life, she kept in her heart. So if God's grace can do that for Mary, can he do it for us? God's grace transformed a very simple lady in a poor village into something we can glorify today. to criticize these feasts is actually to criticize God and criticize his ability to create in us what he created in Mary. So don't doubt about it. These feasts of Mary are not about Mary on her own. They're about praising God. So can he transform our lives? If we say yes and give ourselves totally to God, yes, he can. So I'll just say that again. Can he transform in the same way as he did with Mary, our lives? Yes, he can, if we but believe.